Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're clearly going to get her back up for a full hour in the next few weeks, and she is hot on the trail. She's learned a lot of stuff I didn't know. I've got a lot of stuff she didn't know, because it's so big, no one person can know it all. She's a great person and put out a great book. You can get it at Amazon.com, bookstores everywhere, The End of America. And Naomi, I'm going to send you a lot of these documents and news articles and video clips for yourself today, so you can burrow deeply into the whole Nazi angle, but also send you all the martial law info. But it looks like you already know more than I do on that. Naomi, continue with the other four steps.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, I'm very great. I mean, this is just something I want to say about democracy. In a living democracy, this is exactly what should be happening. Citizens bring to one another the information they need to put all the pieces together, and don't just trust the elites or trust the regime in power to, spoon feed them the information. Okay, so then infiltrate and harass citizens groups. The ACLU has many lawsuits noting that people are doing that right now. Every time I speak or you speak, they're likely to be state infiltrators, sort of dressed like audience members, basically taping everything you're saying and ready to get you in trouble if they can. The seventh step is to target key individuals. Now, this is when you see people like Dan Rather going down because of White House pressure on his employer when he criticizes Bush, when you see Bill Maher lose his job, when you see Valerie Plame get outed, smearing punitive retributions against people like Jessica Rakoff, a senior lawyer at the Justice Department who said don't torture John Walker Lind. She found that she was referred to the Bar Association. You're seeing people in Alabama put in prison. They ratchet up the targeting of key individuals. Then you get restricting the press. You see things like Greg Palast, the author, being investigated by Homeland Security.
Oh, they put out an arrest warrant. They put out an arrest warrant until ABC got on it. They were trying to arrest. Oh, yeah, whenever he went and filmed the camps down in Louisiana. Oh, yeah, that was in the news. Homeland Security said he had exposed key infrastructure until the press got on it, and they dropped it.
Right. Well, that's super scary because, at this point, one or two or three, there can be an outcry, but when the state starts to, issue arrests for journalists and you hear of 30 or 40 or 50, that's one of those tipping points where it's very difficult to push back. And, what I'm trying to stress is that a democracy doesn't close down overnight. It closes down in a series of these tipping points. So for me personally, when I read, and this is step number eight, recast espionage, criticism as espionage and dissent as treason. Bill Keller, the executive editor of the New York Times, exposed the Swift banking story, which showed that the government was spying on our emails and on our phone conversations illegally. And so there was this White House drumbeat, treason, 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 prosecute him under the Espionage Act. Well, the penalty for treason is execution. And I was reading Goebbels when I read this, and I got, again, chills, because the publisher of Izvestia in the 30s was charged with treason by Stalin in the Third Moscow Show trial and was executed for treason.
And then the last two, we got 1 minute.
Okay. The last two are that you, recast espionage, restrict the press, you subvert the rule of law, and you make it easier to declare martial law. And so that's where you get things like signing statements. The White House basically saying, I don't care that you're Congress. I don't care there are two other branches of government. And you get things like the Defense Authorization Act, which we've discussed, that make it easier to declare martial law. You try to purge the civil service, as Goebbels did in 1933, the U.S.
And Naomi, in closing, and if you can hold over, that's fine. If you can't, I know you probably got to go. The problem is that we're seeing the Democrats go along with this too, and so this system's in place even if Bush leaves office. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's terrifying, and this is what we need to do. We can't leave it to the Democrats, and we can't leave it to Republicans in power. It's up to us. History shows it takes a mass uprising of citizens across the political spectrum to rise up. You go to AmericanFreedomCampaign.com on the right, on the left, AmericanFreedomAgenda.com on the right, .org, and there you'll see a 10-point legislative package we have to drive through. But critically, we have to call for hearings, investigate, appoint a special prosecutor. There are three levels of crime.
Naomi, stay there. We got a break. Hold on.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We just had Naomi Wolf on. She says she's going to go supernova with all of our Bush Nazi info. But I remember hearing John Taylor Gatto years ago on the radio, and then last week I heard him again, and I just thought, why not get John Taylor Gatto on the show with us? And because I was listening to him, and you know, I have guests on that basically have discovered the same things I've discovered, but even more. Because there's so much going on that not one individual of us can be experts, complete experts on every facet. I mean, I've interviewed Charlotte Iserby, who was number two at the Department of Education under Reagan. Her dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. She was in the Foreign Service. They let her into the upper echelon and said, we're here to train people how to not be able to think and control them. And she published a book the size of a phone book full of all the documents, how they're doing it. And I've interviewed 30, 40, 50 other experts in education. This is a fact. This is how they're operating. This is what they're doing. But my point is, John Taylor Gatto, when I was listening to him, he was bringing up all these things I knew, but then adding things I hadn't discovered. And I spot-checked a few things he said, and they checked out. And you know, so that's an example of how deep all of this is. I mean, he's just done an amazing, amazing job with the secret history of education in this country, where it came from, how it developed. And it's the same thing. And I'm not into credit, just like you heard me tell Naomi Wolf earlier. But people out there in internet land make somewhat of an issue over this. Well, Alex, you got your information about how the elite want to set up world government to exterminate 80% of us from such and such. No, I got it from the globalist own documents, and I've been talking about it for 13 years. But certainly there were those before me that did get all this, and I wanted to make the point on air. That doesn't matter. It's about the info. That's why I tell listeners and other talk show hosts and other people that are obsessed with this to just take my info and take my name off of it and say you did it, if that's what's important to you. I'm here to give credit. And this is just kind of a little side issue. But I don't care. I want to give credit where credit's due, but for me, it doesn't matter. It's about spreading the info. We need to spend more time working on spreading the info instead of getting into, you know, who was the first discover it. That doesn't matter. I mean, I am the father of the 9/11 truth movement. I'm the person that talked about it 2 months before it happened. I'm the person that warned everybody. I'm the guy that made films about government-sponsored terror. I did that. Heavy is the crown. I mean, you know, the watch list, the takedown orders, all this stuff. The stuff I don't frankly like it. I want to get all of you moving and exposing it so we can save this country, just like Naomi Wolf was just saying. This is life and death. That's the point I'm making. This isn't a game. This isn't a joke. This isn't tiddlywinks we're playing. We need to get focused as a movement, as the American people, because the COINTELPRO operators try to get us all fighting and arguing over who's got all the answers or who said it first or who's right or who's wrong or which supposed group runs it all. The point is, we know there's a global government. We know tyrants are running it. We know they're setting up a police state. We got to shut that down. Now, you can go to InfoWars.com and go to his website. It's John Taylor Gatto. John Taylor Gatto. Gatto's G-A-T-T-O. JohnTaylorGatto.com. And he's just an amazing individual. He's made documentary films, written books, done so much more. And we're going to have to get him back up again sometime because 48 minutes is not enough time. And I appreciate him coming on with us today. Sir, I'm really honored to have you on.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be with you in Austin, which has become one of my favorite towns in the world there. I have a lot of friends there, and I promise not to mention any of their names.
Doesn't matter. Listen, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you woke up to this, your life, and then just get right into the history, how they took over education, why they did it, their own words, their own documents, the sources.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Western Pennsylvania during the Second World War. It was a town not too far from Pittsburgh, and it was full of coal miners and steel workers, and there was a whole lot of a value placed on simple truth and thinking for yourself. We all went to school, but nobody, I mean nobody, considered that school was going to be very important. But, you know, as I passed through two Ivy League colleges, you know, I bought the whole program that somehow or other the people who acquired diplomas, and especially from famous schools, are set to rule the world. So I was an advertising copywriter, and in advertising there's a lot of turnover, so often you're in between jobs. And in between jobs, my roommate had been had a school teacher's license, and he said, "You got to be crazy to do that." He did it for one day, threw his license in the drawer, and went off to be a waiter at the Waldorf Astoria, and was soon making a couple $1,000s a week. This is 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So in between ad jobs, I saw that license, and I said, "I'll teach for a couple of days. Anybody can do this." I called in as my roommate. He didn't care, and I started to substitute teach. And Alex, I ran into the strangest resistance at different schools, not on the part of students, but on the part of the administration to allow the teaching to be efficient. Let me just give you one example of that, and you'll see. Like everyone in Texas, and I was in the Army in Texas a long time ago, I speak a few hundred words of Spanish. So they gave me a Spanish class to substitute in. I asked the kids if they knew how to tell time. They all said no. And I said, "Hey, it's so easy. In 15 minutes, you all know how to tell time in Spanish. That's basically about all I could do. So I go through telling time, and everybody can tell time at the end of the hour. By the third time I did this, because the sub has, you know, the principal came in, ordered me into the hall, screamed at me that I had destroyed the entire curriculum for the month of June. She would never be able to explain it to the teacher who was that sick, but I would never be hired again at that school. And I really was bewildered that someone would think that telling time in Spanish was the whole... So this happened in a different way at another school. I won't go through the details.
And so you started searching to find out the roots of this. Let's get into the history.
Yeah. So, but I knew that this person wasn't an evil person. She just knew, you know, what side her bread was being buttered on.
It was compartmentalization.
Yeah. So as I taught through the years, and I told my wife, I'm going to stay in this business just to see how far I can push these kids who are supposed to be stupid. And as soon as I found the limits, you know, I'll go back to advertising and make us a fortune. But after 30 years, I never found how far I could push them. The truth is, I went to Cornell and Columbia University and have degrees, and I began to teach on the level of graduate Ivy League college and these 13-year-old Harlem kids. I mean, there was a little bit of problem with the idiom, you know, and I'm much older than them, but I found that once they caught on that there was actually going to be something real going on in the class, they didn't have too much trouble keeping up. So I really was bewildered at this point now, because then I started to get into tremendous trouble with the school district, because these 13-year-old Harlem kids were winning. If I tell you every award New York City had to give, and they weren't supposed to be winning those awards. So I came under heavy scrutiny, and I resigned on the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal saying I wasn't willing. I didn't think any improvement was really possible in institutional schooling, and I wasn't willing to hurt kids any longer. That was 15 years ago, and for the last 15 years, I mean 7 days a week, around the clock, I've been digging up where this institution came from, why it took the shape it took, and how it manages to continue growing larger and more expensive in the face of almost universal criticism.
Give us the brief synopsis, analysis, the basic architecture, where it came from, and then get into detail.
Well, obviously, all through human history, some people have wanted, you know, more than their share, and they've wanted to keep other people in their place. That's human nature. It's not a conspiracy. It's the way a lot of people are. But somewhere at the beginning of the 19th century, and the somewhere was a little state in northern Germany called Prussia, which once was world famous. I mean, Washington's aide-de-camp during the Revolutionary War was a Prussian, and Prussians have appeared to draw the border between Canada and the United States in the Northwest. There's a town around Philadelphia called King of Prussia that really showed the honor in which we held Prussia. Well, at the beginning of the 19th century, Prussia decided that to have efficient management, it needed to remove the ability of ordinary people to think, and of ordinary people to imagine and invent. And they drew on an ancient system that had been more or less constructed by philosophers since Plato, called universal schooling. They had to force it at bayonet point, or, you know, under pain of the law, because otherwise people catch on too quickly what's going on. If their kids aren't getting smarter, they're getting dumber. So Prussia put this in place.
And this is all in mainline textbooks. This is not debatable. This is all facts. Stay there. We're going to go over it with our guest, John Taylor Gatto. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that an FBI agent assigned to the White House when Bill Clinton took office wrote a book entitled Unlimited Access? He told of Clinton's staff coming into the White House its first day with red buttons on their shirt with a picture of the first communist dictator, V.I. Lenin, on them. Is it any wonder the United States government moved further to the left during the Clinton administration? Even Hillary tried to pass a socialistic program for health care. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
JohnTaylorGatto.com. Documentary filmmaker, author, educator, ad man. John, continuing. Now, again, this is mainline history if you study education, but the public, again, hasn't been educated, so they don't know. They haven't been taught the joy of learning, how exciting it is by design. It's taught to be by rote, to regurgitate the kindergarten system, to actually make soldiers that would march into bayonet lines, and that was expanded out to industry. So they took that military-style training and brought it into the industry, and now they're getting it finally honed, as you know, down to specific career-based, which is a nice camouflage. They call it critical thinking in school. It's actually taught to teach you how to not have critical thinking. Continue with the history.
Okay, we're in Prussia now, and the year is 1819, and for the first time in human history, a successful universal system of forced schooling is in place. Yeah, at a teacher's college, you'll find a lot of earlier attempts, including in New England, to do this. Not one of them ever worked because there was too much common sense around. But Prussia wasn't reluctant to use bayonets. So for the first time in human history, we have this thing up and running by 1819. 10 years later, it's running like clockwork. Prussia, which has no natural resources, a small population, is the fourth richest country on earth, and its population marches into battle without argument. So everybody who was involved in trying to get the same system in the United States made the trip to Prussia and studied the system.
And it's only one county today of Germany. It's a very small area.
Yeah, yeah. It's right up against the North Sea, and it still doesn't have any money, but it produced the three largest wars so far in human history. So it's pretty effective when people have their independent mind removed, when they can't critically think. They're much more efficient to be ordered around and used as, here's a term I know you heard here in Austin, human resources. Well, people aren't human resources until you remove their free will and their ideas.
And the joke's right out in the open. They're calling us resources.
Oh, yeah. They have a department in the government. Well, Prussia is now studied by every major country on earth, as far away as Japan, as I said, everyone involved in schooling in the United States comes back from Prussia.
And for folks that don't know, that's the kindergarten system, and that's our whole form of education.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, at first it wasn't, and then they decided that they weren't getting the minds early enough. And so they built the kindergarten system, which means a garden where you grow children like vegetables. I'm amazed that that's eluded people. And it's more effective. And now in places like New York City, even kindergarten is considered not early enough. Too much independence survives. They're getting kids at age three now into pre-kindergartens here.
And now they're saying, oh, parents, we know you're working hard. We have after-school programs till 8 at night, so they have them all the time. The CIA,
yeah,
of course, funded the modern feminist movement. They admit it. It's now declassified, so the mother couldn't be there even in the afternoon to take care of them, so you get double taxpayers, so the parents are completely removed. Then the leadership model males, these are federal documents that speak up, you drug them.
The family is, without thinking about it, it's the biggest obstacle in the path to create a universal utopia, which is the ultimate goal.
Automatons.
We'll get there. But the family, because it awakens these powerful, irrational feelings, irrational meaning that some manager can't predict which way love is going to take you, the family itself has to be disintegrated. And the payoff, the bribe for extending schooling is, well, look, we'll put your kids in the hands of experts, and you can have a little time off, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's just boil it down and give me your take on this, and the state has said this, that the family's competition to the state. The state wants the children, the state wants to be the boss, and you owe fealty and allegiance to your blood, to your family. They can't have that.
Well, that's precisely it. And in places like Prussia, this was written into legislation that the state owned the children. And that's not my interpretation. Those are the laws. Through the 19th century in the United States, attempts were made to write that into legislation. And there are records, Alex, quite a few, of courts reaching that determination.
Let's talk about that. Let's give some specifics in Prussia and here in the U.S. how it ties into eugenics. Some of the first social workers were set up in England and then in Germany to carry out these operations, racial hygiene. Hitler, of course, said he owned the children. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom prison.
And time!
And time keeps dragging on.
Oh.
But that train keeps rolling
on down to San Antone.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy.
NoSickHolidays.com, NoSickHolidays.com. That's their website for the holidays, for the immune surge. It is a product filled with elderberry and all these other berries that have been well documented in scientific studies to be powerful antivirals and to boost the overall immune system. And during the holiday season, there's all the stress, the shopping, the banking, the meal prep. And everybody's indoors, and everybody, I don't have to tell you that people get the flu, they get sick, all this stuff spreads during the holiday season, and it's good, plus it's full of antioxidants, to go ahead and put your family on immune surge, especially your children. NoSickHolidays.com, NoSickHolidays.com, or give them a call at 866-402-6680, immune surge, ladies and gentlemen, at 866-402-6680, NoSickHolidays.com, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Surge Extra Strength Seasonal Protection Formula, filled with all sorts of good phytonutrients, just all the different things that are known to boost immunity during this key time of the year. NoSickHolidays.com, 866-402-6680. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, 'tis the season. Why battle the crowds? Why go to the horrible malls? Why stomp around to give gifts We've told all our family, don't give us presents this holiday season, this Christmas. We don't believe in going into debt and doing all this stuff. But still, people are going to do it. We're still giving some gifts. We always say we're not, and we do. And, of course, the children really want the gifts, and it's always fun. Documentary films. I've made 17 of them. You know, again, there's two versions of Terror Storm, so really 16 and a half, you could say. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the New World Order Master Plan to set up a police state, dumb the population down, and then carry out orderly hyper-eugenics and the one-child policies, sterilizations, exterminations. It's all documented in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It also documents who the globalists are, the North American Union, the EU, their own statements. It's really two or three films in one. I was talking to one of my Hollywood producer friends last night, Tommy Pallotta, who made Scanner Darkly and a lot of other big films. And he was saying, yeah, it's your best work yet. But he goes, Alex, it's two films again. It's 2 hours, 20 minutes. It really is two films. And he just said, that's what I do. I give you more. It's 1995, and you really want to have one film that gives you the whole master plan, the basics, what they're doing, and what their end game is. It's end game. Also, Loose Change Final Cut, a totally new film. It blows away Loose Change Second Edition, which is a powerful film. All these new insider interviews, eyewitnesses to the terrorism, the bombs, the buildings, the hijackers, the being government agents. I just go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through to the secure shopping cart and get the DVD of Loose Change Final Cut today or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We ship it all out UPS, unless you ask, we'll do postal, but all orders up until the 16th are guaranteed to get to you before Christmas. It takes, what, maximum of 4 days for UPS inside the U.S., most places two or three. The mail, it should get to you if you get it in by the 16th, but mail's weird, even if it's priority. But it you know, in 9 days it should get to you in time, probably before Christmas. But if you order UPS by the 16th, you still got plenty of time. Either way, right now, by mail, we'll get your letter in time at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or watch Endgame right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and Endgame 1.5, an hour and 10 minutes, the first part uploaded, and later this evening, you will be able to see the second installment, another 40 minutes, mainly in Istanbul, dealing with the whole European Union and EU, North American Union being merged with the EU, and behind-the-scenes stuff with Jim Tucker in Istanbul for this year's Bilderberg. So Endgame 1.5, the first two parts up there, the third part, or the second installment for the second day, going up today. Going back to our guest, who I really appreciate coming on, John Taylor Gatto. You've got the floor, sir. And anytime you want to plug your film, your book, any of it, The Secret History of Education, it's not secret if you go, look, everything you're saying is documented. You've got the floor. Go through how it was set up, what happened, what we face today, and hopefully solutions to educate the public to get out of it, to extricate ourselves out of it.
Let me start by telling your audience that if you go to my website, my big book, Underground History of American Education, which you can buy in bookstores for $35, is up on my website absolutely free. It took 10 years around the clock to write. It's 330,000 words.
So I forgot to mention that, again, a true sign, just like I put my films out for free, too, you put your book out for free. God bless you.
So take a deep breath, but you'll find all of this information I'm giving you now documented and many, many times more. Now, so what we are is back at the beginning of the 19th century, and I'll run through this real quick, and this little military state of Prussia, for the first time in human history, forces all the young of its ordinary population to go to school, and the country almost immediately becomes, the companies become more prosperous, the army becomes more successful because the leaders, the managers, think for everybody. So Prussia's now studied all over the world. They send delegations from Japan, delegations from Russia, and many, many delegations from the United States. go to Prussia.
And by the way, it was so successful that the Gestapo was founded out of the Prussian state police, and the SS was founded out of
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. See, if you don't have employees who argue with you or say, no, I won't do that, you're bound to be more efficient. Now, it is a kind of short-term efficiency, but...
Because very soon everything degenerates and falls apart, and then you have no brains to pull from
exactly.
In the next generation.
Exactly, and that's what's happening.
By the way, my dad's a pretty high-level, you know, executive in healthcare, and you know, I'd say he's one of the top, you know, 1,000 brains in healthcare in the country. And he gets sent to these, you know, $5,000-$10,000 seminars, and one day he called me from the Four Seasons here in Austin. He was hearing, you know, I forget the guy's name, he's a real famous guy, and he said the New World Order has destroyed everyone's brain. With the Prussian model. My dad called me from out in the hall going, it's incredible. It's like six. And he said, the guy says that our model's destroyed everyone, so now we don't have anyone to pull from except the homeschoolers, but we've got to keep it secret for management because we've got to keep this other system in place. But they admitted that they've overdone it. But go ahead.
Well, let me give your listeners a piece of mathematical proof of what you just said. In 1950... The United States had 90% of all the patents for invention issued in the planet Earth. Now we're down in the low 30s and dropping fast, because once you destroy this imagination, which was specifically recommended by some names I'm going to give you so you can verify this independently, But all of the big thinkers who led to the schooling we know said, first you have to destroy the imagination of ordinary people, or they'll think up ways to escape this or get around this. But once the imagination was gone, all that stream of invention...
It's the engine of innovation, of creativity, and
yes,
of rebellion.
Yes, yes. I mean, and it was certainly a source of incredible wealth. I'm invited to speak about half a dozen times so far by the Chinese government. And I've been in all different parts of China. And the funny thing is the three American businesses which clearly dominate China, it's really amusing in a way, are all built around imagination. I'll tell you, every Chinese I saw was playing American computer games while they were sitting in a McDonald's eating, I don't mean this too critically, but eating pieces of meat that I'll tell you in human history nobody would eat except slaves. But anyway, all the movies, all the traveling acts at the big hotels, they're all American because the imagination is gone in China. They can recruit hundreds of millions of people to, you know, work around the clock for $2, but they can't. They steal our patents. I know that your listeners know this. They steal our patents and our copyrights regularly.
Here's an example. Until about 1915, going back to 1800, the U.S. had over half the patents, 4% of the population had half the world's wealth. Because of feudalism, there was no imagination. They just institutionalized this system, and that's why we dominated the world. Now the globalists have seized us and used us as an engine to dominate, but now they've depleted and destroyed their brain trust.
Yes, yes. Well, let me get back, though, to Prussia. So Prussia's studied all over the world by ambitious nations, including the United States, and the lessons how to do this to your population are brought back. The trouble in the United States was, as Abraham Lincoln said in 1859 to the Wisconsin Agricultural Association, virtually everyone in the United States, 75% of the population, had an independent livelihood. They were small farmers, they were entrepreneurs, they were dressmakers, they were traveling entertainers, and they didn't buckle under because they weren't tied to some bureaucratic ladder of jobs. So it took a long time, and what it took was several crushing inflations, financial panics, and several big wars to pull this off. Under the cover of these wars and financial panics, institutional schooling was set up to deliver the same kind of mindless or semi-mindless citizenry that Prussia had enjoyed.
And now we see the average American, one-fifth can't find the U.S. on a map, 70-plus percent of high school graduates don't even know what a continent is.
Or where the Pacific Ocean is. Yeah, right. No, it's way beyond what the newspapers cover.
That's what Orwell talked about, though. He had discovered this, how they were destroying language, reducing it by design. It's like people listening to us right now either have escaped this, or a new listener who's been under this control can't even understand us right now.
Well, I must add to your Orwell allusion that Orwell was in the outer fringes of this thing when it was happening. So he didn't discover it. He actually listened to the people planning this. And when he wrote 1984, which all the American papers said had to be about the Soviet Union, he was talking about London in England.
Oh, yeah, he said that. Yeah,
but that's conveniently...
but he wrote letters. He wrote letters where he said that because he'd been a secret policeman in India. Then he'd fought against the fascist in Italy, in Spain. Then he'd been a propagandist for BBC during the war.
Right.
And he finally figured out they were controlling it all.
Well, it was his BBC contacts, you know, who were rather proud of what they were doing. Really, the whole idea, I mean, we call part of that group now the Fabian Socialists, but the idea was that biologically, you and I and about 95% of the population are permanently inferior. I want to source that for you so that anyone who says this is wild talk can check it for themselves. It was Charles Darwin who said that in 1871 in the book called Descent of Man. He said only a few of the human race are evolving. Everybody else is a dead end, and if you can't...
And then that expanded into his protege, Sir Francis Galton, the father of eugenics.
Oh, well, Galton was more than his protege. It was his first cousin. It was his first cousin was Galton.
Now, I want to be clear. You independently have done all the same research I've done, discovered the same thing. So has Alan Watts. So have many others. The point is, people keep thinking we're getting this from each other. I've never heard you until a few years ago and heard you once. The point is that we're all discovering the same thing. And listeners, if you go research this, you're going to find the same thing. Go ahead.
It's not, well, with the Internet, it's fairly easy to read. You don't have to go to an interpreter of this data. You can go directly to the data.
To them.
You can pick at random any book that Galton ever wrote. That's Darwin's first cousin. And the hair will stand up on your head. And he's advising. I don't think many people know this.
And then his protege, of course, was H.G. Wells, whose protege was then Julian Huxley. But go ahead.
The Darwin family wasn't just a wealthy family. They were among the supreme fortunes on planet Earth. So rather than thinking of Charles Darwin as a scholar speaking to other scholars, you're talking about a man who was in the inner circle around the British throne, who had fantastic wealth, Galton also, and spoke to, you know, dukes and earls and heads of industry so that...
And plus, their idea of the elite being supermen and us being dogs, that was already the elite's ideas for thousands of years. So they tailored a science to fit into that elitist approach.
See, the idea certainly has been around. You can find it clearly in
But it was scientifically codified, yes.
Yeah, so it starts, it starts in easily accessible documents with Plato's Republic and his... Utopia, the law.
2,400 years, yes.
And he'll say people are frozen into these categories. The whole idea that they can get out of these categories is just nuts. So, but from Plato, it goes to a very, very important theological work of the 15th century. It goes to John Calvin, and
yes.
Calvin says there's so many of these inferior people damned by God before they're born, that's predestination, that we can't lock them up or police them. We're going to have to teach them how to police themselves, and we'll do that by establishing universal schooling. So after Calvin says what Plato said philosophically, Calvin said theologically, just a short time later, about 150 years later, the big gun in this, and I'm going to give your readers a book. Well, no. I'm talking about a Dutch philosopher named Spinoza, S-P-I-N-O-Z-A, who's carried in American colleges as one of the most liberal philosophers who ever lived. What you have to read is the same book that Jefferson and the early American founders read. It has a Latin name, but give me a chance to get it out, because you can get it in the library. It's called Tractatus Theologico-Politicus. And in that, after, I guess you got a break coming up.
Yeah, final segment. And listen, we're going to have to get you up for 2 hours, maybe tomorrow, the next day, sir. This is, again, people need to hear this. Final segment coming up. I want you to do a convinced into the future view.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is George Whitehurst Derry with the Genesis Communications Network. Most scientific advances are merely incremental. However, once in a while there comes an invention which is so revolutionary, such a quantum leap forward, that it is the product of what scientists call non-linear thinking. Such an invention is Dragonskin body armor. In a Discovery Channel program, Dragonskin was so superior to older types of body armor that it survived rounds which shredded the body armor now issued to our troops. Why then have the Bush regime's military bureaucrats refused to adopt Dragonskin for our troops? Be sure to tune in to Crash, Are You Ready? Friday, November 30th, for a very special interview with Marie Neal, the genius inventor of Dragonskin body armor. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com for links to the Dragonskin body armor website. That's www.hearitonline.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Everybody knows. You hear it all the time. Yeah, they dumb us down on purpose. And teachers go, don't blame us. We're not blaming you. You're kept on a very short leash. The textbooks are, and I have the federal documents on this. I know our guest does. Designed to not teach them. Designed. so that only the most intelligent will make it through, and it's even meant to stunt them. See, they claim eugenics is positive and negative, breeding elites to be more elite and culling the dummies. But in truth, when you actually read the eugenicists, they go, no, our plan is to dumb down the intelligent. Our plan is to block any middle class that gives rise, that could ever raise a challenge to our hegemon. Going back to our guest, go to his website, get the free book. He spent decades, or 15 years, writing this, and here it is for you for free. And buy it. Give it as a gift. You know, I mean, the guy isn't doing this for money, but he deserves it. Buy the book. But send out a mass email about how you can read it. And you tell people, if you care about your children, you'll learn how you were dumbed down and our parents were dumbed down and their parents were dumbed down. We only got about 4 minutes left, sir, and the transmission's over. But I'm going to have my producer call you right now at the end of the show and set you up for 2 hours tomorrow or the next day. I'm very impressed with your research. JohnTaylorGatto.com is the website. John, kind of give us a preview of what's coming up, kind of a condensed view in 3 minutes of where it's going, where it went in the future up until present, and then we'll get into that next time you're on with us.
What happened after this string of, if I say great minds, you know what I mean, through human history, said from different perspectives that most people were trash or garbage or even dangerous, what happened was that the American economy, which once had been an economy of independent livelihoods, was deliberately converted to a big corporation, industrial economy, basically, if I say by two men, it's more like 22, but if you know what Andrew Carnegie did and what John D. Rockefeller did, you can then generate what the rest of them did because they all worked together. Through their foundations, John D. Rockefeller and Andrew Carnegie imported the Prussian system into the United States, bribed in a gentlemanly fashion, bribed the right people to give it its try. There were a few setbacks, but it always moved forward. And generation by generation, the population became what it was supposed to be. Weak familied, without religious imagination or ties, without independence or an inner life, looking for, if not a handout, looking to be patted on the head and said, good job. They had to convert the independent American population into one that would fit into a corporate ladder. At that point,
we're out of time, sir. Can you come back on tomorrow?
I don't think tomorrow I can. I would like to, but I have to. I have a farm about 200 miles from here, and I have to get up there.
I'll tell you what, we'll set you up for next week. How's that sound?
Okay, that's more like it.
Okay, I'm going to have my producer call you right now, and then we'll go through what happened from 1900 until now, and then where this goes in the future. And, of course, then they get us all in debt, and it's all about making us dependent.
Oh, absolutely. That's what the Federal Reserve's about.
Yes, sir. Listen, I'm very impressed with your research. I'm very thankful for your research. JohnTaylorGatto.com. Links on InfoWars.com. Go get the free book right there or buy the book. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. What a great man. The show starts again. Key news was in the first hour. Go to InfoWars.com. If you missed any of the first hour, the streams are up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.